The following program is sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker and the Retirement News Network's Megan Mozak. Alan is the president and CEO of the Retirement Solutions Group. With more than 18 years of financial experience, Alan and his team will help preserve and maintain his clients' way of life and the legacy they leave behind. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. As always, I'm joined by Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. We're so glad you're along with us here on the program today. If you want to reach out to Alan and his team at any time, you're welcome to do so. Just dial 913-685-9422 and his website. You can check that out as well. Go to RetireRightKC.com. Now, there are nearly, listen to this, 500,000 centenarians living around the world. If you're not familiar with that term, centenarian, well, that means someone who's reached their 100th birthday, which is pretty impressive. And they're saying that by the year 2050, that number, it's expected to increase almost eightfold. So what does that tell you? Well, we're living a whole lot longer than ever before. And suddenly, age 100 doesn't seem that far-fetched. Well, the greater the chance of living to see triple digits, the more important it becomes to plan for the what ifs and to really position your assets and your income so you're going to have enough to cover your centenarian lifestyle, however sedate or wild and crazy it might be. On our show today, Alan is going to show you some ways to prepare financially for this growing possibility that you could hit the ripe old age of 100. Is it difficult to encourage people, Alan, to start preparing for something that's as far off, maybe as unbelievable as living to 100?
Well, Megan, that's the key, is a lot of people think it's unbelievable. It's never going to happen to them. But this is a show topic that's very near and dear to my heart. If you know, for those listeners that have caught the show before, and I know you know, my grandmother, Helen, she's just over 100 years old herself, still going strong, but she is an assisted living facility. And that comes with some additional complications and costs, obviously. Which we'll talk about later in the show. But, you know, as we're preparing for that next journey for many of us, which would be retirement, we have to look at all the different, you know, the good and the bad that comes with getting older. And as we plan for retirement, and, you know, what we like to look at when we talk about getting older is longevity risk, the chances of outliving your money and getting older and older. We want to make sure we're prepared for that. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
It's a big topic, important one. So what's your sense then, Alan, of how well people are prepared for this possibility? I mean, it seems like for a lot of people, longevity risk, it might not be at the top of their list of concerns about retirement.
Well, those that are not in belief that they could live that long definitely wouldn't be at the top of their list. But I feel that most people that come into the office do not have quite the handle that they need to on longevity risk. But those families that choose to work with us definitely do look at those risks because we bring them up. And we also look at vehicles that will assist them not only in growth and protection of their assets, but making sure that the money is going to last longer than the oxygen, using vehicles that can provide guarantees if they're open to that. So we do holistic planning here at Retirement Solutions Group, and we really want to look at all the different angles because with people living 20, 30, 40 years sometimes in retirement, also known as unemployment, you need to make sure that the monies that you've saved will last as long, if not longer, than you will. So the idea of longevity risk is simply outliving your money. And, you know, it's not always a type of mind awareness for most people, because if you don't have family members that have lived that long, or maybe you're looking at your health, maybe you just don't know what you do with your time and it scares you, so you just kind of close your eyes to it. But the fact is that people are living longer and longer. And, you know, I mean, go back to the 40s. People weren't thinking they were going to live into their 70s or 80s. Now, it's normal to live into your mid-70s. Matter of fact, statistics now put us into our mid-80s. So every day people are making new heights. And, you know, it's all a matter of what you do with your time. You got to look at your health and your wealth and your, you know, finding something to do. That's what financial planning is all about. It's more than just money. It's a lifestyle and understanding, hey, I got a whole nother lease on life. I've got new things I need to be doing. And when you get with your planner, it's about finding those, you know, that new fire. Okay, I've got this much money coming in. I don't have to worry about that. I can take a little risk on maybe trying something I've always wanted to do, starting a new venture, supporting the grandkids, hanging out with charities, doing whatever it is that you want to do. Retirement is all about choices and getting you to the right place so that you can enjoy those golden years. Here at Retirement Solutions Group, I've created a team to help you transition to and through retirement. And we'll take your information and help you with a customized roundtable retirement review. Our roundtable retirement process has been put together to address things like healthcare, taxes, longevity, income planning, healthcare planning. We do this at no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up that phone, call me at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Be one of the first 10 callers on today's show. Not only will you get into the front of the calendar to take advantage of our roundtable retirement review, but you'll also get an autographed copy of Return on Investment or Reliability Income, the true meaning of ROI in the golden years. So give us a call today, 913-685-9422.
Glad to have you aboard here on the program today. I want to give you Alan's phone number again if you'd like to get that visit set. Again, it's 913-685-9422. Find out more about his dinner workshops. He holds those all throughout the year. Go to RetireRightKC.com for much more information. And Alan, as we're talking about longevity today, you know, as far away as age 100 seems for people who maybe today are in their 50s or 60s, what do you think's a good way to start thinking about this prospect of living a really long time?
Well, Megan, you know, you just have to look at your, you know, internally, look at yourself, your family, see how genetics are playing into your family, how well your health is, how often you go to the doctor, are you going to the gym, are you eating right? You know, what statistically do you have to worry about and address to, you know, to help your own life expectancy? Just look at the numbers. I mean, if you look at socialsecurity.gov, where I like to get my numbers, they put out that the actual projections are 65% of people age 65 are going to live to around age 85, but 25% of the people age 65 will make it to age 95. That's a really big number, 25% of the people, but that's an average. So that means how many of those are making it past the age of 100? You know, I love the old quote that says, man plans, God laughs. We just need to plan. We need to make sure that we have our planning done and that we're prepared for that longevity risk. And if you are active, healthy, non-smoking, and believe it or not, wealthy, you could easily live 8 years longer than the average American does. Because people that have the means to take care of themselves typically do. So they're able to afford to eat healthier, go to the dentist, do the things, and the doctor, do the things they need to do to prolong their life. So you have to take care of yourself, and you have to take care of your finances.
Alan's number, 913-685-9422. He's conveniently located for you at 435 and Metcalf in Overland Park. We're talking about longevity risk today. I wondered, you know, Alan, as you're talking to your clients, do you encourage them to take a look at their family tree, you know, their genetics, just how long other family members lived?
You absolutely have to look at your family to kind of get a guidepost of how long do you think you're going to live. I mean, I can think of several clients that I've had these conversations with. One time I was talking to a gentleman. His dad was a professional ball player, and his dad actually smoked but didn't live past the age of 70. And this gentleman was in his mid-60s and was concerned about living past the age of 70, even though he never smoked. And he was, you know, pretty active. But the fact that dad passed away at a young age was eating him up, thinking that he doesn't need to plan as long as he should. So that's an example of not looking at yourself and paying too much attention to your family. And on the other side of the equation is my aunt. I've been talking to her. She just recently retired. And her mom is Helen, the one that's 100 years old that lives in an assisted living, my grandmother. And, you know, she's so scared of living to 100 years old and running out of money and not being able to make it that it's kind of monopolizing her planning. And she's had a good life and she's been able to put away for retirement, had, you know, it was an executive, great job, all those kind of things. But when you're planning for retirement, you need to make sure that you take in consideration and being realistic about your family's age, how long you think you'll live, and then also your spouse, because you want to make sure things are set up for your spouse to continue when you pass away. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about making sure the pension's set up correctly if you do have one, or Social Security, your annuities, whatever it is that you've created to give you that consistent income through retirement, needs to have a plan to cover longevity, to take care of those that you leave behind, to make sure that, you know, they can cover the inflation, cover the increased cost of living in the future, and not have to worry too much. Worrying, you know, is stress. Stress can take care of some of that longevity risk, you know, because it, you know, stress for most of us doesn't help with our health. It hinders. So looking at all these factors, then you can kind of put it behind you, monitor it, inspect what you expect, and continue to go back to your plan and make sure it's functioning the way it's supposed to. But the first step in that is to having a partner in your planning process. We're just recently talking to a couple that came in and they're very skittish and they've got things all over town. And, you know, being diversified does not mean have 10 different financial advisors. You need to find somebody you trust. And when you're looking for that person, that firm to help you, I strongly recommend that you look for somebody that is duly licensed. When I use the phrase duly licensed, I mean somebody that has an insurance license in the form of life and health, so they can assist you with fixed or fixed index annuities, also your health insurance and long-term care planning, but also somebody who has a securities license. And when I say securities license, I'm referring to a fiduciary license, a Series 65 or Series 66 license that requires the person, firm, individual to always put your needs and concerns in front of their others. Then I would say to find somebody who's not handcuffed by an ivory tower above them, a company that makes it limits them on what they can offer you. So there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to picking a financial planner. But if you're listening to today's show, I'm thinking you might have already found that team to assist you. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give my team here at Retirement Solutions Group a call at 913-685-9422. We have a proprietary roundtable retirement plan that we can help you to get you to and through retirement. That number is 913-685-9422. There's no cost and no obligation, but we're going to take your numbers and help you create a plan for your retirement. This plan will help you with healthcare planning, tax efficiency, which I think is so important as we go to and through retirement. I love the government, but we don't owe the government any more taxes than the law demands. We also want to help with income and investment planning and your legacy. All of these part of the Roundtable Retirement Plan, so get yours today, 913-685-9422. 913-685-9422.
Well, it turns out you've got a pretty decent shot at joining the Centenarian Club. So how can you give your money a shot at lasting that long too? We'll dig into some steps you can take now to stretch your assets for the long haul. That's straight ahead.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more, all while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Jess and Jim's Steakhouse in KC Mo. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, January 9th or Thursday, January 11th at Jess and Jim's Steakhouse in KC Mo. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422, or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. So glad to be here with Alan Becker today of Retirement Solutions Group. Alan can help you build your retirement plan. If this is something you've been putting off, or maybe you've got a plan, you haven't looked at it in a while, and you need that second opinion, well, Alan can help you. Dial today if you'd like to get started with him, 913-685-9422. Again, 913-685-9422. The odds of reaching 100 are actually higher than a lot of people might think. So let's look at both sides of the financial ledger. Number one, how much a person has. And number two, how much they might need to fund a retirement that does last several decades. You know, Alan, another question that people getting close to retirement probably need to ask themselves is how much they've accumulated, right? But also, what size asset base are they going to have in retirement?
Yeah, you know, growing up, I remember always hearing the concept, have $1 million, never touch your principal, pull about 5% a year, and you know, you're living on $50,000 a year. That and Social Security, hopefully you got a pension, you're good to go. So it's one of those numbers that everybody's pretty unique on, meaning the average, they say, is around $738,000 per couple. That's what how much you need in retirement. But some people have good pensions. They've set things up so or they're frugal, so they don't need a lot of income. Other people spend a lot. So it's really an individualized approach. And that's how we take it here at Retirement Solutions Group, is we like to talk to people and figure out what does their situation look like? What does their puzzle look like? I talk about this quite often that, you know, the first thing you do when you put together a jigsaw puzzle is you look at the picture on the front of the box. And that's what I'm talking about here, is what does the picture of your family dynamic look like? Let's have a conversation, get an idea what that looks like. What is your on your bucket list? What are you trying to accomplish? What have you already accumulated? And then I like a number of 5%. So if you've got 500,000, we can plan on spending or receiving about $25,000 a year for the rest of your life. Now, the numbers I'm talking about, if you look at utilizing the stock market, those numbers might be a little high. The statistics these days are talking about, you know, especially in the form of longevity, pulling more than 3% a year, you're probably going to run out of money. That's because of those down years in the market. When I say 5%, I'm putting on my insurance hat and saying we're utilizing some fixed index annuities that don't have any chance of loss of principal. No market loss. That gives us the ability to have a more consistent retirement income. That's why people utilize annuities. So put all in, you've got to figure out what your budget is, what kind of expenses you plan on having, so you can have an idea of how much you're going to need in retirement. And that's something I help people work through when they come here to Retirement Solutions Group. We have a conversation, we have some forms to help jog the thought process, and we'll get to those numbers, and then we'll figure out, is your number 2 million or is your number 500,000? But you have to start planning for retirement, and you have to be putting money away, because longevity is a realistic risk for many, many people.
And you need to know that number, right? The size of your asset base that you need to carry you through retirement. That's going to mean projecting retirement expenses, I would think.
Well, yeah, because if you need $60,000 a year in retirement, but you only have $300,000 saved, you're going to have a pretty quick retirement, or you've got to make some adjustments. So we have to know the asset base you're either building towards or that you've already created, so that we can get those expenses in line. Because, you know, expenses are realistic, and they need to be realistic based on the asset base you've created. So we could be talking about, do you have your house paid off? Do you need a downsize, right size? Maybe you want to upgrade. And we have clients that have done all the above. We need to make sure retirement is the best it can be for you. I've got clients that, you know, they want to give it all to charity and just increase their impact on society, which I think is fantastic. I have others that want to spoil their grandkids, others that want to just spend every dime and let it pass away. That's the thing about retirement. It is such an individualized approach. And working with a financial professional, you can have the ability to get those views, those opinions down on paper and voiced, and then you can work for that goal, right? Comparing what you have to what you want it to accomplish, it just makes good sense. But here's the thing, Megan, when people are creating, then implementing, and periodically revisiting the strategy for protecting the retirement nest egg, it creates a unique set of challenges. Challenges that we don't want to be, you know, we don't want to just put those in the hands of anyone. So I want to make sure that our listeners have the ability to get front and center on our calendar and be part of our roundtable retirement review. So be one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. My team and I, we're going to look at your big picture, talk to you about your needs, your wants, your goals, then based on that conversation, provide you with a retirement income strategy that's developed based wholly on your individual circumstances. So if you want a greater level of certainty about your income and financial well-being during your retirement, be one of those next 10 callers at 913-685-9422. It never hurts to get a second opinion, and for some of you, a first opinion on that retirement plan. So give us a call, 913-685-9422.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker. I'm Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network, and we're talking today about longevity. If you have questions about this topic as it relates to your very own retirement situation, are you positioned correctly for a long retirement? Dial Alan today to get more information on that. He'd be happy to sit down and speak with you about what you want out of retirement. Get that plan in place. 913-685-9422. You can also log on to RetireRightKC.com. Now, Alan, if you have clients who crunch their numbers and it looks like they're going to come up short on the assets that they're going to need for a long retirement, what kind of options do they have?
Well, there's several options we can look at, Megan. One is definitely max out your plans at work. So make sure you're contributing, pay yourself first, and then max those out if possible. But always looking at the tax efficiency. I've got clients that come in and they're putting it all into Roth IRA, so they're not getting any tax deductions. That'll benefit down the road for tax purposes, but at the same time, they've still got the market volatility and limited choices within the plan's options. So when we're taking a look at what's available to us, a lot of times using the traditional style of 401k or qualified plan makes more sense for many people as they're building for retirement. And if you're over the age of 50, you get catch-up provisions, so you're able to put an extra $6,000 into those plans. But then when you look at Roth and Roth options, where you can also save money, and then the benefit of not having the taxes to pay, which makes the money actually go a lot further, there are options that I would recommend that we look at outside of doing that through work. You know, it's usually a good idea to put as much money away through work that they'll match, and then look elsewhere for those monies, especially on tax deferral. I like life insurance as an asset class, and that way we can not have some of the restrictions that the government puts on our 401ks, but also have some tax efficiency within our plan, some accessibility, and not have to wait 5 years to touch those monies. Just a lot better options out there. So just another piece of the big retirement puzzle when it comes into saving for retirement, doing it the right way, doing it the most tax efficient way.
Alan, and then once retirement does hit, I would imagine it becomes a matter of converting those assets into your income stream.
Yep, that is the one that I have spent the last 20 years of my career helping people to understand. If you have assets and just keep saving them, they don't do that much for you except make your balance sheet look real good. You've got to learn to live on them. And then how do you live on them without running out of them? So when it comes to retirement, figuring out how much Social Security you have, pension if you're fortunate to have one, what's in those retirement accounts, the investments, do you have any rental property, have you already taken advantage of some variable fixed or fixed index annuities, and is that the right annuity for you? So making sure you have the latest and greatest model that's going to work the best for you. I mean, we find a lot of people have older annuities and they can upgrade those to newer ones that have these income riders and long-term care benefits, lots of different features that come with those, increasing income for some, and can create an income plan to create a paycheck and a paycheck in retirement that'll last as long as they do. So creating income in retirement is so very important. But doing it without risk for many of us on that needs to be consistent is also very important.
And really, Alan, at the end of the day, everyone out there needs a retirement income strategy, right?
Absolutely. I think that's so true, because no matter how long you expect to live, you need some type of blueprint for how you're going to spend down the assets you've worked so hard to accumulate. I mean, think about it. What's the number one fear of retirees? it's running out of money. So if everybody's worried about running out of money, then that must mean you're going to be spending it down. A lot of people have trouble understanding that there's going to be a point that those dollars are going to start decreasing. And if you've got all your money sitting in the stock market and just following the Joneses, so to speak, and the market corrects, we have another 2008. Well, if you're in distribution, if you're living on that money, you have to take it out to live because you need your paycheck and your paycheck. Or if you're over 70 and a half, you have to pay your required minimum distributions. You don't have the time on your side to bounce back from a correction. So yes, an income plan can help you separate out those assets to know what you're going to live on and when, where you're going to pull from during corrections, what are you going to depend on as you're getting older or creating income for long-term care, for healthcare expenses, for any of those numbers of concerns. Even if you're pretty savvy about investing in finances, this is one of those things that, you know, you may be better off developing in conjunction with a financial professional. I do feel that everyone needs an income strategy. So whether retirement is already upon you, close at hand, or it's a distant reality, the goal is the same: to keep as much money as you can in your own pocket so you have choices and control over your own financial present and future. But that doesn't happen by accident. What you need is a well-thought-out strategy for retirement, developed with the help of a professional who understands the big picture. So when you're among the first 10 callers today at 913-685-9422, that's 913-685-9422, what my team and I are going to do is we're going to put together one of our customized roundtable retirement reviews just for you. And this is going to include an honest evaluation of how much you've saved for retirement, how much risk your assets are exposed to, the fees inside your portfolio, your retirement goals, how much income you might need to support those goals. We'll even do an annuity evaluation if you already have some in there to make sure you have the most appropriate contracts for what your needs are. And if you want to feel more comfortable about your income and your financial well-being during retirement, don't pass up this offer. Just be among the 10 people to call 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Again, be one of the first 10 callers right now to get your customized roundtable retirement review at 913-685-9422.
Well, reaching age 100 with adequate income means managing your retirement assets wisely now. We'll talk about ways to help stretch what just might be the most important retirement asset you own. That's straight ahead.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network. You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak here from the Retirement News Network, joined by Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. If you'd like to set a strategy session with Alan to talk about your retirement and get a plan in place, you can call today, 913-685-9422. Again, that's 913-685-9422. Living until age 100 could end up being a reality for a lot of us. We've got advances in healthcare and medicine and this increased focus on individual health and wellness. And all of that is extending our lifespans, which is great news. But it does mean that you got to plan for what could be a really long retirement. And you do probably have some sort of retirement account, right? Maybe you've got a 401k or an IRA. That's likely going to be your bread and butter in retirement. Along with some other income sources, it's primarily what you're going to rely on to get you through retirement. So, Alan, what are some of the things to consider doing now to try to give those assets a better chance of lasting to age 100?
Well, Megan, there's some big financial decisions for a person to make leading up to retirement. And one of the biggest is how to handle assets they've accumulated in their retirement accounts. So let's talk about pensions first. Now, pensions have been around for a long time, but they're kind of going the way of the dodo bird, so to speak. They just not a lot of them left. I mean, there's some executives that have them, and it seems like unions still use them, military. But in general, majority of companies have been moving away from the pension and towards a 401k. But when we look at pensions, and what I'm talking about is these defined benefit plans, and they're known as defined benefit plans because the employer typically defined how much they're going to put in for us or pay out. Very few people, again, have these anymore, but many of our listeners have been working for numerous years, so they might have an old pension from an old company, or I've run into people all the time that have two or three old pensions from working at different companies. But either way, you have to make decisions with each pension. And some of those pensions allow for annuitization payments, which means they can turn into a form of an annuity that may leave some benefit behind for a spouse if something were to happen. Some don't. Some even allow for a lump sum buyout. So there's a whole lot of unique concerns and questions that come up when starting to plan for retirement and looking at pensions. Should you take the buyout? Should you take the annuitization? Should you leave some for your spouse or not? And what options are available? That's where sitting down as part of a financial plan and with a professional and looking at all those options, making the appropriate phone calls or getting the appropriate documents to see which will do better. Now, many people do take the pension benefits. Some take the buyouts. There's no right or wrong. It just opens a lot more questions. And, you know, each one of those pieces is just that. It's a piece of the puzzle. You got to look at that total asset base. You got to look at your needs, your wants, your bucket list, your desires, and then see how it all fits together.
Alan, you know, as we're talking about longevity today, if someone is lucky enough to have a pension, boy, that doesn't happen a lot. Do you typically recommend that they take the guaranteed monthly income or should they take that lump sum?
Turning it into a monthly income, yes, but not necessarily within the pension. So what I'm talking about there is you may have a buyout option, which you can then move into a traditional IRA and use a form of annuity to create your own income stream that could be higher than the one the company allowed. So the purpose of that money was saved to create a pension or a pension type instrument. So an annuity is a pension type instrument. Therefore, getting the best payout is the most important thing. And let's face it, when people don't take that lump sum, they don't always know how to manage it properly. And that just opens up to a lot of market risk, different types of longevity risk and bond rate risk. I mean, it just volatility risk. I mean, you can't guarantee it's going to be there. And you have to make sure that if you take that lump sum pension, that you can afford all those elements of risk, right?
So then, Alan, do most people with pensions opt for that monthly payout or do they take the lump sum?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. If you take that lump sum and you look at it like most people do, here's a big chunk of money and they don't budget it right, many people run out of that money within a few years. It's almost like the lottery curse of, you know, getting a lump sum of money and just spending through it. They also, many people don't understand the taxation. I've seen it time and time again where people will pay off a house with qualified dollars and then not understand what's going on. I was working with a single lady. She's in her mid-70s, inherited some money, and couldn't understand. We were having our Medicare conversation this year, and she was getting a cost from Medicare of about $500 additional a month. And this is because of her modified adjusted gross income. The government has an extra tax, if you will, that you get to pay a portion of the Medicare premium. Well, the interesting thing is she was only living on $50,000 a year. So how in the heck could she have had this extra income? Well, because she wasn't looking at how all these extra dollars factored in. And this is the same kind of situation that can happen. You take a lump sum of a pension, you end up pulling some of those dollars, converting them to a Roth or spending them for an upgrade on a house, a vacation, whatever. And all of a sudden you have an increased income and now you have additional costs that you did not foresee because this isn't something you address each and every day. And, you know, the lady I was just talking about, she was working with another financial planner previous to me. The problem is the other financial planner, they didn't have an insurance license. So they didn't know anything about Medicare. They didn't know anything about the Medicare surcharges. They weren't talking about them. They weren't even concerned with them. Matter of fact, a lot of her portfolio was at risk when it didn't need to be and generating dividends, even though she wasn't getting any of the money. So the only persons that were making money was the IRS in the form of taxes and her financial advisor in form of fees, but not the little old lady. And that's the kind of stuff that we like to help alleviate here at Retirement Solutions Group. We want to make sure you know how your dollars work, how your pension works, how you can create a plan in retirement so you don't run out of money, and making sure all these things work together in a very comfortable way. You know, and an annuity, one of the advantages of an annuity, even if you don't need the income, is it takes it off your tax return because you can use those non-qualified dollars and tax defer the money. That's not the only option, but that's a great option for some people. Get the gains of the market without any risk, defer some taxes, and lower what you have to pay to the government because you're not using that money yourself. Makes so much sense. Just have to find the right people. So when it comes to your financial future, coming up short with your monthly income, it's just not an option. It's totally unacceptable to run out of money in retirement if you can avoid it. You deserve the assurance that the sources from which you intend to draw income, such as that 401k, your Social Security, your annuities, they'll provide the means to live the lifestyle you desire throughout your retirement years. If you have a vision for your retirement, if you want to dictate how your future unfolds rather than have financial limitations dictated to you, you need a strategy for retirement. That's exactly what our Roundtable Retirement Review is designed to do. It's a complimentary, detailed analysis of your entire financial picture, which means you will walk out of our office knowing how much you're currently paying in fees, if you're taking on too much risk in your portfolio, and strategies to help ensure your money can last as long as you do. Now, this analysis is completely customized based on your unique circumstances, and there's absolutely no obligation. Be one of the first 10 people to call me at 913-685-9422. I want to get your own personalized roundtable retirement review in your hands. That number again is 913-685-9422. It never hurts to get a second opinion on your retirement plan. And if you don't have one yet, now's the perfect time to get started. So give us a call, 913-685-9422. 913-685-9422.
Online as well, you can go to retirerightkc.com for more information. So, Alan, we were talking about pensions, and they really aren't that common anymore. You know, so many people don't have them, but they do have 401ks or they have an IRA. So for those listeners, what can they be doing to stretch the assets they have in those accounts so they can last until age 100 or beyond?
Well, a 401k... when you leave that employer, if you want to look at the option, you can roll that into an IRA. You can take that IRA, and that one of the vehicles you can put that IRA in is a fixed or fixed indexed annuity. That annuity can guarantee you a lifetime of income, just like a pension. So the short answer to that is the onus is on you to create your own pension, create your own defined benefit plan. The thing is, you need to define the benefit you want. And that's something that I've helped tons of people with, love to help you with, but there's so many annuities out there and there's so much information out there that people get literally analysis to paralysis. They just analyze it so much that they don't do anything. The whole point of an annuity is a guaranteed income stream you cannot outlive. And what's the number one fear of retirees? Outliving their money. So there is a vehicle that fits and fixes the concern. Now, you don't want to put everything in an annuity. You want to make sure that you find the right annuity. An example I like to use quite often is there's restaurants out there that consider themselves steakhouses that serve steak. Some of them even are buffet-style restaurants. I wouldn't call them a steakhouse, and yes, they serve something that resembles steak. But then we have these other steakhouses. We pay a premium for their food, and we go in there, and we get a nice, big, quality steak knife and a great meal. What am I talking about here? I'm talking about two restaurants that both call themselves steakhouses, but one of them is worthy of that name. Well, there are annuities out there, some that call themselves annuities, and others that really do what they're supposed to do and have low fees and can create you that peaceful retirement. You need to find the right one. And the best way to do that is not to go to a captive company that has one to offer, but go to an independent financial firm like Retirement Solutions Group, where we can show you all the available products and solutions out there and find the right one for you. You're going to have to take income by 7.5, recalculate that required minimum distribution every year. If you put it in the annuity, it's on autopilot. You're getting your check in your mailbox every month, every quarter, semi-annually, annually at your convenience. You can do the paperwork once and you can have it done for life, that much simpler and that much easier.
Alan, if my plan, if my 401k has that annuitization option, should I use it?
Well, Megan, I'm a big fan of getting all my options out there and looking at everything that is available to me. And 9 out of 10 times, looking at an individual annuity on the open market will have a better payout than those plans inside the 401k. Not every time. So it's a good idea to look at your options. This is a reason why I would tell you that having a financial planner on your side, somebody that you can ask those questions and get your the answers to those questions honestly and openly is what you need. And that's another part of our roundtable retirement process, is being somebody that's approachable and available for you anytime you need with a life-changing event or just something that's on your mind that you need to get answered. So be one of our next 10 callers and come part of the Retirement Solutions Crew family. Get the answers to your questions and get a customized roundtable retirement review just for you. All you got to do is be one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
Well, to get your money to last until age 100, you need to make some smart decisions about investing, Social Security, and of course, healthcare costs. Up next, Alan helps you through some of those key decision points straight ahead.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more, all while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Jess and Jim's Steakhouse in KC Mo. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, January 9th or Thursday, January 11th at Jess and Jim's Steakhouse in KC Mo. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422, or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. Glad to have you with us here for Retire Right with Alan Becker. If you're ready to begin building your retirement future, I want to encourage you to reach out to Alan today. You can set a visit in his office right in Overland Park, very conveniently located at 435 and Metcalf. Dial 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. He's online as well. Great website. Go to retirerightkc.com. Today, we're talking about the steps people can take right now to increase the chances that their income will last until age 100 or even beyond. No health tips here. We're not doctors, Alan and myself, but we do have some important suggestions to help protect you from longevity risk. And that's this increasing chance that you're going to run out of money as you get older in age. You know, Alan, a huge piece of the retirement income puzzle, of course, is Social Security. We've got to talk about that. And since we're focused on making our income last over the course of a long retirement, what suggestions do you have for taking our benefits, our Social Security benefits?
Megan, Social Security is definitely one of those top three questions I get. Everybody's concerned about when to take Social Security. Do they take it correctly? And people will put more stock on their Social Security, so to speak, than they will on their own stocks, on their own portfolio, making sure that their investments are situated correctly. But, you know, so we definitely have to address Social Security. And it's one of those things that's really misunderstood. I mean, you can start it at 62. You can have to take it at 70. And depending on your age, somewhere around 66 or 67 is your full retirement age. Then there's spousal options that come in there. And people that are worried about, is it going to be there when I need it? Maybe I should take it early so that at least I have some of it. Because when it stops, you know, I don't work for the government. As a taxpayer, I feel that Social Security will always be there in some fashion. They may have to push out the ages a little bit, but it's going to be there for those that need it. I don't even know what we'd do in this country if all of a sudden we took away 20 to 30% of everybody's income in retirement. That would be a catastrophe I wouldn't even want to be a part of. But taking Social Security really depends on a lot of things, and I think the number one thing is taxes. Let me explain to our listeners for a moment here, Mike, you know, how I see the Midwest here and how we live. So we're very fortunate to live in the Midwest because our cost of living is one of the best in the country. Most people tend to be able to retire, and actually they could make it on just their Social Security. That we have a pretty frugal area and it's pretty affordable to live, and there's a lot of things to do. And I mean, It's just a great place. I mean, I was in the Navy for 4 years and 8 months. I grew up in the Air Force as an Air Force brat, been all over the world. And I chose to live and raise my family here in Kansas because it's just a great place with great values. All that being said, we're told all our lives, from guys like me on the radio to just, you know, upbringing, pay yourself first, save money for retirement, put money in your 401k, maximize your 401k. You need all this money in retirement. So what do we have? We have a lot of qualified dollars for the majority of us that's sitting in our accounts in retirement. We talked about that earlier in today's show, having $700 to $1 million, some of us $2 million or better, in our IRAs. Well, here's the thing that no one's talking about. You have to take that IRA money as forced distribution. And if you're single, your tax bracket's pretty short. And if you're married, even with the tax cuts and changes that are being made, you're going to have a time in the future where you probably won't be married anymore because one of you will pass away. And when that happens, you're in half the tax bracket with a higher forced distribution. So understand that that money keeps coming in, which forces you to have to pay more and more taxes. You need to take control of the tax situation. You need to take control of the tax efficiency. And Social Security is a piece of that puzzle. For many of you with large IRAs, waiting till 70 is a must so that you can be drawing down on that IRA, maximizing those tax brackets, and taking several hundred thousand dollars of your IRA on your terms. Taking your Social Security at full retirement age, taking your Social Security at 62, when you have hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting in your IRA, can be a huge mistake. Listen to me. It's so important that you make an appointment, come in and learn about the part of our roundtable retirement process, which is tax efficiency. It's one of our core areas, and you cannot take your Social Security benefits if you don't understand tax efficiency. They go hand in hand. So give us a call today at 913-685-9422. Be one of those next 10 callers. Get a copy of Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, The True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years. I address these kind of concerns inside my book, and we'll make sure you have one if you're one of the next 10 callers, because we want to see you and we want to take and give you the peace of mind to get to and through retirement. Call today, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
Alan, what's another area where the action that someone takes right now can actually reverberate well into retirement, even perhaps all the way to their 100th birthday?
Well, I'd have to say another core area of our roundtable retirement process, and that is healthcare planning, because the cost of healthcare and retirement can be outstanding. Now, understand when I use these numbers, and those numbers are $377,000 in a lifetime of out-of-pocket retirement healthcare expenses, and that is steadily going up. So a couple today, that's say 55, could spend $466,000 in retirement. Now, some of that is your insurance premium, some of that is your Medicare premium, some of that's co-pays and deductibles, and a lot of that's long-term care expenses. So some of it trickles in over time, and the healthier you are, the longer you may live, which means that could be paid out over a longer period of time. But if you're unhealthy, maybe you have a lot of expenses in a short time, but you don't have to worry about longevity. You really need to look at healthcare cost and long-term care cost inside of your plan. But if you're talking to a traditional financial person that does not have a life and health license, because that's the majority, they can't talk to you about healthcare. They can't talk to you about life insurance. They can't talk to you about health insurance because they're not licensed to do so. When you come to somebody like Retirement Solutions Group, where healthcare is one of our five core areas, we have the life and health license and we're versed on it and we know the risks. So we like to include it in every plan where we talk about the tax efficiency. We talk about the long-term care planning. We talk about the healthcare, whether it's Medicare, Medicare Advantage, whether it's underage health. When I say underage, I mean somebody that's not yet on Medicare. We will help you with those plans. We'll get you a dental, vision, and hearing program. We can help you to navigate all that landscape so that you know what your true costs are or can have a handle on them and know where you're going to pull those dollars from out of your income plan as you navigate through your retirement landscape. So we're here for you to assist in all those questions, but the short answer to my long-winded answer is healthcare is definitely a huge concern as people look at retirement.
As we talk about healthcare, long-term care, you know, it does sound like that's probably going to be something that's necessary for so many of us out there later in life. How do you prepare for that, though, Alan?
There's a lot of different ways, Megan, you know, and I unfortunately have had way more experience than I'd ever like to have with long-term care from many people near and dear to my heart. You know, I'm talking MS in their 40s to, you know, Alzheimer's for one grandparent in their 70s, another grandparent in her 80s, and another grandparent when she was in her 90s and still hasn't at age 100. So I've had to navigate long-term care in my own personal family many times. Not fun, don't wish it on anybody. But as you state, it's fact of life these days. So you have to address it, whether we're looking at legacy planning and making sure that our trust, making sure things are set up right, a special needs trust for a disabled family member, or if we get disabled in the future, having those durable powers of attorney to know who can make decisions for us financially, medically, making sure we have a plan for the financial side of it, i.e., do we have traditional long-term care insurance where we would have a plan that would reimburse us for our costs? Do we have an annuity that we're using for income that has a double payout for that time so that when we're in a nursing home, it pays twice what it was paying? You know, so if you're getting $10,000 a year, now it pays $20,000 a year. Do we have a life insurance policy that's built into our plan? And maybe that plan has 25% of the death benefit that's there for long-term care expenses. There's many ways that we can address long-term care. We just recently were working with a couple that came to us through this show. They came in to talk about long-term care, and now we're doing all their planning because it just made so much more sense than instead of doing a traditional long-term care plan, but to build it into their income plan. So yes, long-term care is extremely important. However, there's a lot of different ways to address it. And because we do have that life and health license, and because I've taken the state partnership program and done the continuing ed, we can be a resource and we can talk about it. And we don't have to pass you on to somewhere else. We can take care of it right here at Retirement Solutions Group.
Al, another great show talking about longevity today. Before we wrap it up, any final thoughts?
Just that our listeners need to understand that a lot goes into financial planning. And I know there's a lot of people that can feel they can do it themselves, and that's fantastic. But when it comes to taking care of long-term care and healthcare, that you need that insurance license. You need to know which companies and carriers you should be using. Annuities, another part of that as far as which ones to purchase and utilize. So we can be a resource, whether we're 100% your team or whether we're just there to help with the part that you can't do yourself until you're ready for that other part. Long-term care, so important. Income planning, so important. But also a institutionally managed, volatility controlled stock portfolio is also, I feel, very important because there's a lot of growth availability in the stock market. And just as there's many people that do it themselves in the market, there's many people that have a hands-off approach to the market. They don't want any volatility. They don't want any risk. And I'm here to say that that may be missing a big boat too. So getting a nice balanced approach of different asset classes, different investments, all working together to create a complete and holistic retirement plan and process is what I've created here at Retirement Solutions Group. So I'm really hoping that today's the day that you decide to take care of yourself, to take care of your family, and pick up that telephone and dial 913-685-9422. Maybe you just want to come to one of our workshops and with some other peers like yourselves, hear about what I do and what my team can do for you, and then make that decision to come in and visit. Maybe you're ready to come in and see us now. Either way, it starts with a phone call, 913-685-9422. We'll put you through this roundtable retirement review at Retirement Solutions Group. Again, at no cost, no obligation. It all starts with a phone call. It never hurts to get a second opinion. 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
You've been listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance and investment products. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Retirement Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
The preceding program was sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.